Local industries in East Boston. The main image is an 1879 bird's-eye view of the Border Street waterfront between Central Square and Maverick Street, highlighting the Boston East site. Sailing ships and steam vessels are docked at and approaching several wharves on the site. Stacked lumber covers a large portion of one of the wharves. Small buildings dot the rest of the site. This mix is typical of the Border Street waterfront in this era. Many businesses operated on this site, including a steam sawmill, a blacksmith and tin shop, several lumber yards and coal companies, and a carriage factory. They contributed to a thriving corridor of shipbuilding and related industries on this waterfront, which lasted into the 20th century. These industrial uses date to the earliest days of East Boston development when the East Boston Timber Company was established in 1834 with an eye to encouraging shipbuilding. Timber was shipped from upstate New York via the Erie Canal and stored underwater at a timber dock built here. The company went bankrupt 6 years later, but the large supply of inexpensive timber left behind did spur local shipbuilding. East Boston's first shipbuilder, Samuel Hall, purchased a portion of the property. In later years, other lumber companies were among the businesses that occupied this site, including George McQuesten and Company. McQuesten dealt primarily in southern hard pine, used extensively in local construction, and likely contributed to a cluster of home-building businesses across the street. The lower panel of the sign contains two small images flanking a quotation. From left to right, the first image is a black-and-white photograph of a cargo vessel docked next to a wooden pier with two cranes positioned above it. The image depicts West Virginia coal being unloaded at the Burton Ferber Coal Company, which operated here into the mid-20th century. The coal-fueled seagoing vessels, East Boston's North and South ferries, and institutions such as MIT. In the middle of the lower panel is a quote from William H. Sumner, one of the founders of East Boston, from his History of Its Development, written in 1858. It reads, quote, "Before 1833, oyster beds lined its shores, now millions in value, comprising more than half of the commerce of Boston, unload at its spacious wharves." End of quote. The last image is a black-and-white photograph of several men on the top deck of a schooner. Some are dressed in working clothes, some in business attire. In the forefront, dressed in an overcoat and top hat, is George McQuesten. McQuesten transported lumber from Florida and Georgia to his lumber yard on this site on a fleet of his own schooners, like the one depicted.